Above all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covers a multitude of sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today is the Sunday after the Ascension, when we begin in earnest our preparations for the great feast of Pentecost, the Epiphany of the Church. At the Feast of the Ascension, we celebrate the triumphal ascent of our Lord into heaven in his humanity. Our Lord, having accomplished the will of the Father, is to take his place at his right hand. Today is a continuation of the ascension of our Lord. Before he left his apostles, our Lord explained to them the need for him to leave them and ascend to his Father. Being God, our Lord's natural place, according to his divine nature, is by the side of his Father. However, in keeping with his victory over sin and death, our Lord merited the glory of being at the right side of the Father in his human nature as well. Thus, with his resurrected and glorified body, he belonged in heaven. The ascension of our Lord was also necessary because of his humility, as St. Paul tells us. There never was a humility as great as that of our Lord's. Although he was God, he chose to take the form of a servant and was obedient unto death, and he descended into the depths of hell. Therefore, he must be exalted to the heights of heaven, to the very throne of God, as humility is the throne to exaltation before God. The ascension of our Lord was necessary for us to learn of what awaited us as well, if we were deemed worthy to set foot in the kingdom of heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Just as he ascended into heaven, if we are found worthy, we too will be able to ascend into heaven. Our Lord is the only mediator. For this reason, all prayers are addressed to God the Father through Christ our Lord. Therefore, it is appropriate that he be with the Father, interceding for us. The ascension of our Lord also serves to increase our faith in the unseen Christ, our hope in the promise that our Lord is preparing for us a place in heaven, and our charity, which is given to our souls through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. None of this would be possible if our Lord were still on the earth. Thus, it was for our growth in perfection that our Lord had to leave us. Today's Gospel passage taken from St. John is the discourse that our Lord gave his apostles at the Last Supper. He warned them of the persecutions that would come their way. Cicero, the great Roman orator, points out in the Tusculan Disputations that to know of an upcoming tribulation makes it easier to bear. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. We see how fearful the apostles were at the crucifixion, to the point of abandoning our Lord, knowing that they had not been strengthened by the Holy Spirit as yet. Our Lord did not abandon them. The warnings of future persecutions that our Lord gave them at the Last Supper prepared their hearts. In order to dispel their fears and prepare them for their mission, the Savior promised them the help of the Paraclete, who would convict them of all that he taught them. In particular, the Holy Spirit would instruct the disciples of his divinity. He would give them his gifts and virtues to strengthen them. He would also teach them to be faithful to him to the point of laying down their lives for him. The Holy Spirit is the soul of the Church. He unites all of us Catholics, just as he united the apostles to each other and to our Lord. Dear faithful, Holy Mother Church enjoins us today to prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit. In the Creed, we refer to him as life-giving Lord, Dominum vivificantem. He comes to us in all the sacraments, bringing us the grace of God, a participation in his divine life when it is sorely needed. In the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, holy orders, and anointing of the sick, his coming into our souls is symbolized by the anointing with holy oils. In the sacraments of confession, holy communion, and holy matrimony, it is he who brings the sanctifying grace back to the wounded soul. He disposes it to receive Jesus Christ, the author of the sacraments himself. And he establishes in the souls of husband and wife the necessary grace of a state of happy marriage. In today's epistle from St. Peter, we are told that the best preparation for the Feast of Pentecost is to be prudent in our actions and vigilant over our souls. He encourages us to practice the virtue of fraternal charity, charity with each other, for it covers a multitude of sins. It is important to understand that until the end of our lives, we have before us a constant battle against three enemies: the devil, the world, and our passions. If we want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we must be prepared to suffer for our perfection, so that we become like him. The suffering of a Catholic is about standing up for the truth, whether interiorly, our souls, accepting when we are wrong, or defending ourselves when we are not, or exteriorly, in the face of lies and injustice. A prayerful and constant vigilance over the movements of our passions, coupled with prudent and charitable action, will allow us to be well disposed to receive the third person of the Holy Trinity. Let us turn to Saint Joseph, a master of the interior life, to teach us to walk with the Holy Spirit. Let us turn to Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, for her help in teaching us to pray to him, asking him for his gifts and virtues. May we always be thankful for the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit that dispose us to be docile and quick to respond to his inspirations. Like us, our Lord was born in a body, ate and drank in a body, worked and lived in a body, suffered and died in a body, and finally, he rose and ascended into heaven in a human body. He himself is our great hope to ascend into heaven in our turn. Let us lean on the help of Saint Joseph and Our Lady to imitate him in this life, so that we too will be in heaven one day, body and soul. Saint Joseph, protector of Holy Church, pray for us. O Mary, spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.